going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, often when we hear or think about our loved ones, especially those who are elderly or those who have retired recently, we're thinking and we're hoping also that they are living their best lives. That is not always the case, again, especially for the elderly. According to some reports, there is a disturbing number of elderly in our community who find, and our communities throughout the U.S., who find themselves homeless. Tonight, we're going to discuss the number of resources in this area that could be helpful for someone in need who may be homeless and is elderly. It's an important conversation. We hope that you will join us tonight. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you. Are you someone who is elderly who has been homeless and is now in a safe and secure home? Are you someone who needs help? A family member of someone who's experienced this? We'd like to hear from you. Again, phone lines are now open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Joining us tonight, our guest, Aisha Williams. She's the Senior Director for Economic Security and Benefits with the National Council of Aging. And Colin Spady, he is the Director of Business Development and Corporate Partnerships with the National Council of Aging. We thank you both so much for being with us for this important conversation tonight.
Thank you very much for having us.
Ladies first, Aisha, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about the National Council of Aging and how it works to combat this issue that we're talking about tonight.
Well, thanks so much for having us and for asking more about the National Council on Aging. So we work at the nexus of health and wealth. We really believe that everyone should be able to age with dignity, regardless of their situation, their economic status, their race, their gender. And so to help people to combat issues like homelessness or other economic issues, we really help older adults by helping them to access resources that can support their economic security, including things that can reduce their household costs, as well as strategies to increase their income. And then we also help to people to be able to afford things like healthcare and other critical daily essentials that can often be the financial crisis, the cause of the financial crisis that leads one into experiencing homelessness.
And Colin, when we think about homelessness, would you agree that we rarely think of the elderly? And if so, why is that? Because I mentioned that the numbers seem to be going up. And so how should we view that? Do we look for an elderly person on the street as the same thing that we would normally see when we're looking at the homeless, or is it a different picture?
Yeah, it's a totally different picture. First, again, I want to say thank you as well for having us. But when you look at the numbers, roughly 5.2 million older Americans, which is 7%, are facing food insecurity and homelessness, because the two actually go together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that person that you're seeing on the street. You know, it's actually people who are struggling in silence more so than anything. because as you know, in this state of the economy, you know, rent is going up, gas is up, and everything. And so kind of what leads us to this situation that we're in right now is, you know, some of the seniors that we may know may be getting a Social Security check for $1,400, maybe just a little bit more than that, but now their rent is increasing to maybe $1,300. And so, you know, when you put people in the situation of having to decide, do I eat or do I pay my rent or do I pay my mortgage? That's what leads to this homelessness that's really taking on the older community right now.
And so it's a big issue here, then. We're talking economics.
Absolutely.
And so, Aisha, talk to us a little bit about, you sort of hit on the resources that are out there. But I would think oftentimes, whatever it is, when any of us are struggling and there are resources out there, whether they're governmental, whether they're community, whether they're church-based, oftentimes folks don't know that the resources are available. Is that an issue when we're talking about the issue of elderly being homeless and having issues, as Colin talked about, in terms of just having enough to eat? Are resources and knowing about them a problem with the elderly?
Absolutely. You know, it's a really common misconception that older adults, they think that they won't qualify. But the reality is, we know that annually billions, and I say billions of dollars in unclaimed benefits and resources exist because older adults have not tapped into the resources that are available to them.
And how do they find out about them, Aisha? Where do they go? What should they do, especially if they're listening tonight?
Yeah, if you're listening tonight and you are trying to figure out how you're going to afford your daily essentials or your housing, I really encourage you to go to benefitscheckup.org. Again, that's benefitscheckup.org. And at that website, you can access over 2,000 public and private programs that can help pay for food, prescriptions, utilities, and all kinds of other daily essentials. Anyone can go to the website, whether you're an older adult or a caregiver or a professional who works with older adults. And again, that site is benefitscheckup.org. Now, I just want to say to you, if some of the older adults that are like the ones I know or who are like me, and sometimes you struggle a little bit with the technology, you can also call our national call center at 1-800-794-6559. And I'm going to repeat that for your listeners tonight. That's 1-800-794-6559. And there you can be connected to a live agent who will help you to figure out which benefits and other assistance you might be eligible for. So benefitscheckup.org or our national helpline at 800-794-6559 to figure out what resources might be available for you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight our focus is on the elderly and specifically homelessness. What is driving it? What are the causes? How can we combat it? Our guest tonight, Aisha Williams, Senior Director for Economic Security and Benefits with the National Council of Aging, and Colin Spady, Director of Business Development and Corporate Partnerships with the National Council of Aging. So if you're a family member and trying to help an elderly family member with the resources that are out there, or you need help, this is a chance for you to get some help on the phone line, or at least share your story with us, which may help someone else that's listening. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Colin, when we say elderly, what are we talking about? Is there an age range that we should be thinking about when we use that term?
Wow, that's a very good question. And the sad part about it is that age is getting younger. As the retirement age is kind of going up. So we look at anywhere from 55, but then when you go and look at it, some will measure that at 65 plus.
55 to 65. And 55 today is young, I'd like to say so myself.
Absolutely.
Not giving away my age. but, you know, I laugh, but obviously, you know, this is a serious issue. And when you're talking 55 to 65, you know, 65 could be the new 55. Folks, you know, live another 25, 30 years. So I think this makes the issue even more you know, prominent because folks are living longer, and yet we're talking about folks who are homeless at 55. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Questions or comments, we welcome them. Let's go to the phone lines now. We'll go to Keisha, is calling from Fort Washington. Go right ahead with your question or comment, Keisha.
My question is this for a certain county? Is it for D.C. or is it for D.C., Maryland, Virginia? Because I am a senior and I'm struggling. I work two jobs and I still don't make enough to pay my rent. I can't buy my insulin, the medication that I need for my lupus. It's really hard for me.
Okay.
In Prince George's County.
Aisha, I'll let you take that. Keisha just wants to know, is this an open program where folks can get help, or does she have to go, you know, local to Prince George's County, or how would you direct her?
Well, Keisha, I'm so sorry for the challenges that you're experiencing right now, but I do want you to know that there's help available. Benefitscheckup.org or our 800 number, available for anyone across the U.S. to find out which programs and resources they might be eligible for in their particular community. And so what you would do is you would go to the website or, again, call our helpline and discuss, pick on the thing that you're particularly interested in. If it's housing affordability, you can click on that and you put in your zip code. And then that can help you figure out what's there available in Prince George County and close to your zip code. The thing I want to just say is, benefitscheckup.org helps you to figure out which resources you are most likely to qualify for, and about how you might qualify for those resources by putting in your data.
Aisha, I'm gonna hold you for a minute, and Keisha, don't hang up because I'm gonna let Aisha come back and reference that. Aisha, I think we've got to clean up your phone line a little bit. It's breaking up, and I know this is important information for Keisha. So Keisha,
yes, I can hear her.
You can hear her clearly?
Yes, I can hear her clearly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, then maybe it's just me. So Aisha, you continue on. Do you have the information, Keisha, that you need? The phone number and website.
Yes, my daughter wrote it down.
There you go. You see, you've got your daughter working for you. Well, thank you so much for calling, and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. V is calling from Baltimore. Go right ahead, V, with your question or comment.
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Fee. And I'm just so grateful that I'm in the car and I'm able to listen, because this is probably the most important show you guys have ever had. It's so relevant. I see it. I drive for Uber and I see it all day, every day. I see it in my neighborhood. I have a neighborhood man who is amazing. He works hard. He's almost 70 years old. He washes cars just to, you know, make enough money for food. He doesn't have shelter. And I've been thinking, how can I help this man? And so now I feel like I at least have a place to start. I have another lady in Florida who, you know, it's kind of a slow decline. I'm seeing it happen, and I'm thinking, how can I help her? I don't know what else to say except for thank you. And this is, there's so much shame around it. I think there's so much shame about, you know, not, or feeling like you're not able to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, so thank you. Well, thank you so much, V, for your call and for your efforts that you are trying to help. And Colin, you know, sort of, I believe you said fee, not V. I think I might have mispronounced that.
I'm going to charge you a fee.
Sophie, right? Like Sophie.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. I had a great grandmother whose name was Fee, but it was La Fee, but not so much about me. Colin, to what Fee was saying, we're talking about the resources that are out there, oftentimes governmental and community-wise, but she's talking about what individuals can do. Can you speak to that on what just the average person can do if they see, hear, know of an elderly person that's having the issues that we're talking about?
Yeah, it goes back to what Aisha said and going to the website, benefitscheckup.org. The thing about it, Bramante, is there's about, on average, $7,000 that's left on the table. That left on the table because people don't know about it. So by going to the website or either calling in, you get access to those funds that you may be due, because especially as an older adult, you know, and the way I look at it is, you've kind of served your time, and as you said at the beginning of the show, you should be living your best life right now. And so the way to go about doing that is call in, go on the website, put your zip code in, find out what benefits are due to you, and what access to funds do you really have.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take a break, though, but don't forget you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. If you're on the phone line, that's you, Renee. Stay right there. We will get to you. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Our discussion again continues on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bride in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we're talking about the elderly and homelessness. What is this all about? How is it happening? How can we solve the issue? How big is the issue? How prevalent is it? And again, what can be done about it? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Phone lines are open. Your questions or comments are welcome. Our guest tonight, Aisha Williams, Senior Director for Economic Security and Benefits with the National Council of Aging, and Colin Spady, Director of Business Development and Corporate Partnerships with the National Council of Aging. We're going to go back to the phone lines now, and Renee is calling from the district with her question or comment. Go right ahead, Renee.
Hi. I was calling because I've been working with homeless services in D.C. for the last 8 years, and the majority of our clients were over the age of 55. It wasn't that they had done anything. They had a sickness or a partner died, and they couldn't no longer afford the housing that they were in. And it's very difficult to find housing for them on the income that they had, which was usually, in a lot of cases, disability or SSI that was only like $700 or $800 a month.
Hmm.
So, you know, it was just not enough resources for them, you know. They had to wait for vouchers, and there are a few in between.
A great point, Renee. And Aisha, you know, some of the senior living that we see out there is very nice, but it can be very expensive. And so how does the National Council of Aging combat that, or whether it's local organizations and, as I mentioned, community-based organizations?
So I think that's absolutely right. I love the way you framed it. You know, people become homeless, or, you know, sort of begin to experience homelessness because of an economic crisis that has occurred. And if you think about it, the reason people are considered homeless is because they can't afford their housing. And so, you know, you're on a fixed or limited income, and you're trying to figure out how to make those dollars stretch. And so the way the National Council on Aging addresses that is we help people to reduce their costs and figure out ways to increase it. You need both together to make sure you can be financially stable and economically secure. And so, you know, we help people to access benefits, but we also provide all kinds of other resources, including workforce development. And we also have resources like Age Well Planner that can help adults figure out how can they plan for their financial future as they enter into their 50s and start thinking about what's next.
Aisha, is our area more, the Washington, D.C. metro area, susceptible to this issue? Is we've got some of the highest cost of living in the country. We're not number one, but we are up there. So are more areas more prevalent? Is it more prevalent of an issue in certain areas than here? We know San Francisco, I think, is the most expensive place to live. Okay. But I think they have the highest homeless, if not one of the highest homeless rates in the country. In terms of the elderly, I'm not sure of those numbers. But is the problem more prevalent in specific areas of the country?
Well, absolutely. When you're living in cities that have a high cost of living, like the Washington, D.C. area, absolutely, the cost of housing and also the everyday goods, you know, with inflation going up, those are the types of things that make, I would say, homelessness a bit more prevalent in high-cost cities like the District. You know, the other thing I want to say is that, you know, approximately of among single homeless adults, approximately half are ages 50 and older. And among those adults, among those folks who are 50 and older, almost half of them became homeless after the age of 50. So you've done all that you were supposed to do. And it was after the age of 50, you know, perhaps when you might be looking at being on a fixed income, or, you know, there could be a loss of a spouse or a reduction of hours at your job. That's the trend that we're seeing, is that among older adults, you know, many of them are experiencing homelessness for the first time after the age of 50, and that's nationwide.
Colin, let me ask. The pandemic, has that had an effect on the homelessness with the elderly? And if so, why? And if not, why not?
That was exactly where I was going to go, is the pandemic had a great effect on the number of homelessness in the older community. It just, you know, I don't have the exact numbers today. But it definitely took the older adult community took a hard hit, you know, because a lot of people got laid off and a lot of retirement funds ran out. So people's savings account that they've been spending, you know, a lot of time building up crashed all of a sudden during the pandemic. Not to mention Medicare, those bills increasing. So all of those things, and then food and gas and everything, that just caused everyone to, well, a lot of the older adults, to not have the resources that they need to stay in their homes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Phone lines are open. We're talking about the homelessness issue and how it applies to the elderly. We'd like to hear from you. Thank you, Renee, so much for your call and your question. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Aisha, are there concerns, and we all have these, for all of us who are living in the country, there's talk about a possible recession. Something like that with an economic downturn, I'm going to assume, would hit the elderly and those on a fixed income especially hard, where the Council of Aging really has to be focused on that, correct?
That's absolutely correct. We know that, I mean, let's be honest, the economy with inflation and then sort of the looming potential recession, it's affecting everyone. It's hitting us all hard. But if you are an older adult, or someone who is on a fixed income, as older adults often are because they're in retirement or they're on Social Security, these types of issues hit you especially hard. So yes, I would say for older adults, they are especially at risk if the economy goes into a recession.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Colin, let's talk a little bit about this issue. Often, for those who are homeless, and the numbers that you gave just a moment ago about half of the homeless are 50 or older, and half of those became homeless after the age of 50. Often, there are issues of substance abuse issues that the homeless are dealing with. Is that something the Council on Aging has to address as well?
I myself have not heard of us having to address with that, but I will say amongst the 10,000 senior centers that we have across the country, which are our partners, I am quite certain that substance abuse has played a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha is more in touch with the CSEP program, which is a part of, and she may be able to speak to that a little bit more than I can.
Okay. Is that an issue, Aisha, or is that just something that's, you know, sort of way down on the list?
So we know that the primary driver of people becoming homeless is a financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oftentimes people think, oh, well it's substance abuse or it's mental illness, or the person just didn't want to work. What we know is that, you know, the vast majority of people experiencing homelessness were people who were you know, financially responsible. But because, you know, perhaps, and as Renee was saying a little bit earlier on the call, you know, there was some medical emergency and, you know, your health care, the deductible isn't, you know, you got to cover that. Or maybe your car broke down. Those are the types of issues that end up leading to homelessness for the vast majority of adults. And that's definitely the trend that we're seeing among older adults as well.
202. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay.
No, I'd just like to say that there's the other component of that we see a lot is family breakups. A husband leaves the wife, and, you know, I know of one story where a husband left the wife, and, you know, the lady was 70 years old, and she didn't have any resources, any money. Her electric was going to be disconnected. She didn't have money for rent, no food. Medicare was on the original policy, so that wasn't able to be taken care of. And so we had to step in and be a community partner or reach out to some of our community partners to get everything back in order for her. But those are the types of situations that are causing a lot of homelessness in the older community.
And Colin, where do families step in? How should they step in? Are we talking about the homeless having a disconnect with family members not being around? What's your sense that you've seen with the National Council on Aging, where families sort of fall into this in terms of providing support? Once the elderly become homeless, is it that they've been disconnected from family?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most critical things there, and that is for the family to get involved early. So when you see, and this kicks into the mental health portion of it, when you see that older adult becoming or walking into some type of depression and isolating themselves, step in and do what you can do. We all know some of our older adults who will say they don't want the help. They don't need the help, and they don't want anybody to know their business is really what it really comes down to. But the family really needs to step in, take charge, and start guiding. And you have to do it softly because, you know, again, mm-hmm. you're dealing with somebody who's lot of times going to be very sensitive about opening up.
Right. And you have a lot of these elderly folks who are probably independent, right, have taken
exactly.
care of themselves their whole lives, and they don't really want someone else, whether it's a close family member, sister, brother, children, grandchildren, then sort of taking over and directing them. So I would think that that's a big issue and a big hurdle that has to be faced also.
It is. Yes, it is.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, an important conversation tonight, the elderly and homelessness. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Terry is calling from the district. Go right ahead, Terry.
Hi. I wanted to know if that number will contact you to resources to fix up your home. The situation my family members are in is that they've worked hard for their home, and now that they're in retirement, the cost of mortgage and medicine and things don't allow the opportunity to get the roof fixed or seal the windows and things like that. And when going online, Googling help for senior citizens in D.C., it lands you to a contracting agency that just keeps calling, but it's not anything for seniors. So I wanted to know, are there help with fixing up the house for the seniors?
All right. Thank you so much, Terry. Colin or Aisha, I'll let either one of you address that if you can.
Sure. So at benefitscheckup.org, you really can access so many resources, including things like housing vouchers, help with heating and cooling your home. And Terry, to your specific point, there are resources out there to help home repairs and other issues related to their housing. That's why it's so great to go to benefitscheckup.org or call our 800 number to speak with one of our agents, because they can help you connect to information about those kinds of resources. I might also say that we know with the Medicare supplemental benefits that just came out in the regulations out of HHS, not to get too wonky, but we know that those benefits are used for adults who may be experiencing some kind of chronic issue, and the benefits can be used to address things like housing, because housing is not just an economic issue, it is a health issue. If your housing is substandard, or you can't keep your roof proper and over your head, that can lead to all kinds of issues with your health. And so at benefitscheckup.org or by calling 800-794-6559, you can learn about resources, including okay. supplemental or other benefits.
All right, Terry, I hope you got that information. If not, stay on the line. We'll repeat it for you. We're going to take a quick time out, but we're going to continue this conversation right after this break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment tonight. Our focus is on the elderly and homelessness. Colin Spady, talk to us about, we've talked a little bit about the elderly and pride and a sense of agency and still being able to take care of themselves. Is it ever an issue where elderly may be hesitant about going into a shelter, about going into clinics, a certain distrust that they may have about going there if they're homeless? Is that an issue that has to be dealt with?
Yes, it is. It's something that, I mean, it goes back to what you said. It's about pride. And a lot of them just do not want to feel as though they've given up their independence and not understanding that the help that they get there is going to be very beneficial to them and beneficial to the family members, because there's a lot of responsibility that goes with becoming a caregiver that is not talked about often. But yes, that's a big problem in the community.
And Aisha, sort of piggybacking that a bit, say that you do decide that you want to go to a shelter or a clinic. I would think some of these issues, and especially for our elderly, once you get up into your 60s or 70s, if you're homeless, you've got to deal with that shelter, or whether it has upper floors that you may have to go up. Is it accessible to you to climb stairs? Do you have to stand in a long line to get a bed? All of those, I would think, have to be factored into also for those who are elderly and homeless that we may not think about in terms of age and having to get into a facility. I'm sort of making a statement and not asking a question, which is a terrible thing for journalists. So let me rephrase that as a question. So is that a problem that has to be thought about, looked at, addressed, or is it just kind of every man and woman for themselves, no matter sort of where you fall in the age range chart? You just have to get in that line. You have to find a way to get up those steps. You have to find a way for things to be accessible, and we're not sort of fully there yet in that aspect.
So, you know, it's definitely the case that, you know, you need to be thinking about the accessibility of the shelter or wherever you may be going if you begin to experience homelessness. We know that just before the pandemic, by the way, older adults made up about 23% of the population in homeless shelters, which was up from, you know, 16.5%, you know, about 10 years prior. You know, the pandemic has only exacerbated those conditions for older adults. So it's definitely true that you want to think about the safety and stability of the housing just from a physicality standpoint, as you mentioned, going upstairs and so forth, you know, for the place where you may go to seek shelter. You know, the other thing I want to mention is that, you know, what we know to be true is that while shelters are certainly an option, helping people to access housing rapidly, mm-hmm. they call it rapid rehousing, is really the best way to go for older adults. And in areas like the District of Columbia, as well as multiple communities in Maryland and in Virginia, they really are focusing on housing first. Mm-hmm. And then thinking about all of the other wraparound services that they might bring to bear. And so I just want to let folks know that it's not necessarily the case that you have to go to shelter, although that is definitely an option. There are agencies that can help you access your own housing in relatively short order so that you can focus on your economic recovery and deal with whatever other issues you may have.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Still a little time left if you'd like to get in a question or comment about this issue we're talking about tonight, which is the elderly and homelessness. Carla, let's talk about public policy a little bit in terms of homelessness. Where are we there? And is there a zeroing in at all in tying elderly to homelessness? Or when we're talking about public policy, it usually just focuses on the broader issue of homelessness?
Well, I hate to do this, but that is on the policy side, mm-hmm. that is definitely outside of my realm.
Okay.
because I'm on the business development side and Aisha is on the program side. So she definitely, in this case, would be a better source for you on this.
Well, let me sort of just then move over and I'll follow up on that later. And I know you're dealing with the business development and corporate partnerships. What role does that play in terms of addressing this issue that we're talking about tonight?
Well, it's key because that is the key to NCOA being able to provide the services and the programs that we do. You know, we have partners like, let's use, for example, IBM that puts in place a workforce development program for us. We are creating content to help older adults that want to get back into the workforce. We're helping them with interview and resume writing and interview skills and post-interview skills. And it helps in another area, and this kind of taps into something that you mentioned when you were talking about the shelters and going upstairs. One of the biggest things that older adults give their caregivers, their loved ones to worry about unintentionally is falling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing in the older adult community. And so, you know, these partnerships help us create things such as falls-free checkup, which is the same thing almost as benefits checkup, but it provides resources to those people who are dealing with falling. So all of our partnerships provide that type of funding for us to be able to do the programs that we have. And that can come from a corporate side. We have on our website where you can donate to, because we are a nonprofit, So you can donate to us. And then the other component of it is the federal funding through grants that we get through applying for those.
Aisha, where does race or gender or ethnicity fall into this issue of homelessness and the elderly? Are there different issues that are confronting any of those categories that I've just thrown out there, elderly, ethnicity, gender, or race?
Yeah, so, you know, it's definitely the case that when we, you know, when we think about homelessness, you know, the unfortunate situation is that the data really does show it affects communities of color more often and with a greater prevalence than it does other communities. And the reason is because oftentimes, you know, people of color are in low wage jobs. Perhaps you are, you know, working on an, you know, hourly, or you only have seasonal employment. And so those types of issues are why you find a greater prevalence of homelessness among people of color. Now, you asked about women, and definitely among older adults, we're starting to see a rise in the prevalence of homelessness among older women. And usually that is because of the loss of income from a spouse. If you lost a spouse, Colin shared a story a little bit earlier about a woman whose husband left her. But also, you know, just the loss of a spouse and, you know, from death as people are getting older. So we know that with older women, the issue isn't necessarily about loss of wage-based income from having their job. Women, they do work, but often it is tied to the loss of a spouse.
In our last few moments, I would like to give both of you an opportunity to share any final thoughts that you may have, and also to provide any information, websites, or phone numbers that you would suggest that folks can use to get a little bit more information about what you guys do at the National Council on Aging. And Colin, since I started with this show with Aisha, I will start with you this time.
Yeah, I'll keep mine very short. I just ask that people please use NCOA as a resource for the older adults and the caregivers and those loved ones. Please use NCOA and benefits.org and fallcheck.org to take advantage of any money that's out there, because it's out there. Like I said, you know, you have on average $7,000 left on the table. That's a lot of money. It can make a big difference in someone's life.
Aisha?
Yeah, well, you know, thank you so much for having us on. I would just echo what Colin said. You know, definitely check us out at ncoa.org or going to benefitcheckup.org if you're a person who needs help. You know, one thing I can say about the National Council on Aging is that we really walk the talk. Our CEO has announced a national commitment to populations who are oftentimes marginalized. So women, people of color, and so forth. And so we're really out here. We're walking the talk, and we're here to support. And so please, you know, reach out to us on the internet or by phone.
She is Aisha Williams, Senior Director for Economic Security and Benefits, and he is Colin Spady, Director of Business Development and Corporate Partnerships, both with the National Council on Aging. Thank you so thank you so much for both of you joining us and sharing your insights and your expertise tonight. We so appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.